Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you have set your dials to Channel 88.1 FM. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host of this show. It's Keep Faith in Action. Keep the Faith, that was another show I did. This is Faith in Action, and we're talking about really, truly implementing faith in action. So if you have been with us since the start of the show, I'm so tickled. Thank you for doing that. If you're just joining us, in the studio with me is Father Shane Demon. He is Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Sioux City. And again, if you have had time to run and get paper, pencil, pen, phone, we talked about the presentation of Legacy, a father-son retreat for middle school boys. It's the first year that this has ever been offered. It will be held September 19th at Sacred Heart Church in Early, Iowa. Starts at 11 a.m. with Mass, no cost to attend, and the retreat ends at 5:30. So it's kind of a mini getaway and really allowing individuals to kind of, you know, discuss their faith life, their prayer life, and, you know, maybe if God is calling them. So you can go to the Diocese of Sioux City website for more information. And again, at the end of the show, I'll have a phone number and an email. And so keep the pen, pencil, and paper handy. So, Father Shane, you kind of talked about, you know, going and doing the retreats with the seminarians, the retreats for young men who or perhaps thinking about the seminary, and then, of course, this middle school opportunity. But when you get these young men together and they kind of casually mention, well, I've been thinking about priesthood, but what are their concerns? What follows that but?
Well, there's several concerns. I mean, first of all, they're going to be doing something that's very countercultural. So they have to be very secure in their relationship with Jesus. And they have to be very, very willing to kind of follow him to wherever that leads. I always remind them that Jesus is a gentleman. He's not going to trample them. He's not going to do something that's just going to make them miserable. He actually just wants to make us full of life and joy, right? And for those that he's called to be priests, to be another one of his public representatives, to preach the gospel and administer the sacraments and be shepherds of souls within his church, it's a life of rich joy. Are there challenges to it? Absolutely. But any challenge or any vocation that's authentically lived in love is going to have its challenges, right?
Right.
So, you know, I have to settle them, you know, kind of within the broader picture to say we're after joy here. Okay. Some men need to be reminded that being a priest doesn't automatically mean you're going to be like the most holy person possible, right?
Right.
And this happens. You know, sometimes people have a major awakening in their own faith, maybe a major conversion back to the faith, and they think, oh, I have found God. I have found the importance of the church. I need to be as holy as possible, so I'm going to run off and be a priest. And you have to settle them down and say, no, we need Jesus to call you to be the priest. And there's just no guarantees that just because you run off to the seminary, you're going to be a holy man. We actually need holy men who we then elect to send to the seminary, right?
Okay.
And we need holy men in all vocations, right? So sometimes men have to be slowed down a little bit to say, okay, well, let's just build up your relationship with Jesus and make sure that you've really got a heart that's dedicated towards him. You're interested in a life of service and that there's clear moments in your own prayer where you feel Jesus inviting you to consider the priesthood more deeply.
I was going to just interject here. It's interesting, you know, because as listeners know, I've spent my entire career in the field of journalism interviewing many, many priests and women religious. And they've talked about, you know, moments where they realized that God was calling me, but almost to a fault, every single one of them said that they gained a lot more by suddenly going to Mass one other time than Sunday Mass.
Absolutely.
Daily Mass and adoration. That is just something that they resonate with over and over. And I would be curious to know if that is something that you encourage them, you know, a young man who is thinking about it, that maybe that should be something that he should embrace.
Absolutely. That's one of the signs that I'm always looking for. Is this a man who's actively seeking out the Eucharist? Is he seeking out the sacrament of confession to be near the Lord in the bread of life, but also near the Lord in his gift of mercy? I mean, if one is considering being a priest, you're going to end up being a minister of mercy in the confessional. And you're certainly going to get a lot of traction in being a servant of the altar and giving people the Eucharist, right? Right. So when men are seeking that out themselves and they're actually finding great comfort in the sacramental presence and nearness of Jesus, that's a good sign that they really have an awakened heart for the presence of God, and they're seeking the Lord's voice more than just their own desires. One of the silver linings, despite all the horrific pain and scandal that has been caused in our church, one of the great silver linings is I'm not getting a lot of men coming to me looking for prestige. I'm not seeing a lot of men come to me saying, I need power and I need a title in the church. You know, the scandals, too, for the most part, have really eradicated that. Praise God. Yeah. And I think what we're really finding is men coming forward saying, I want to be part of the solution. I don't want to be part of the labels of the past. And I want to show that holiness and the message of the church still has a lot of validity today, and it needs to be expressed in a fresh way. That's a real great gift that we're seeing right now.
And I'm glad you brought up, you know, a lot of the horrific things that have been associated with our church. And, you know, hopefully things have been implemented that those no longer will occur. And it kind of brings to mind, you know, that, yes, there are a lot of people who don't value the idea of a young man or an adult man, because sometimes this happens later in life for a man. Not everybody thinks the priesthood has value. Mm-hmm. And some of the most critical people can be our loved ones who are going, you say what? Right. You're thinking what? And that is really, you know, and again, in my experience where I've interviewed so many individuals, and not just individuals who want to be priests, but individuals who want to be pastors in our Protestant services, that those loved ones tell those guys too, you want to do what? Because why? You know, they don't value it as I think they should. And so when young men bring that up, because that's a concern, you know, is I fear what my parents, my grandmas and grandpas probably will do the dance of joy. Mm-hmm. But parents, siblings, and close friends, what will they say? Sure. And so I'm sure you've heard that from them. And so how do you assure them to go forth?
Oh, sure. There's lots of young people who really struggle with that awkward conversation for the first time with family members who might not be supportive or perhaps even practicing Catholicism themselves. And one of the things that I always have to assure young people is that our families usually have dreams for our future. They have images of what they think we will be. It might be their own projected images, like, you know, you're going to go grow up and you're going to give me 10 grandchildren, you know. It might be images of, you know, I've always seen you with these gifts and talents, and I'm sure you'll use these gifts and talents in this particular career. And then when the Lord comes knocking and might be calling someone to do something different, family members have to adjust their images. You know, it would be no different if I came home and said to my parents as a college student, I'm joining the Peace Corps, I'm moving to Africa, and I want to go be a lay missionary in Africa. You know, parents would have to adjust in kind of that new reality, the new way of relating to their child, the new image of what their future might be. And so I tell young discerners to be very patient with their family members, because these discerners, they might have been chewing on the idea of a religious vocation for years. And sometimes that just gets automatically sprung on parents and they don't have a lot of time to react. And so I just say, you know, let's give family members an opportunity to surrender their images of your future to the Lord and let them grow in appreciation of where you're finding joy and happiness in your discernment, and let them grow in that. Just as the discerners grow, family members have to grow with that as well.
Yeah, and we would only hope that they would be supportive, but yeah. It's kind of an uphill climb.
It can be, yeah, depending on the level of devotion of a family, or if the family is split and doesn't, you know, practice the same faith. That can be a real challenge. But consistently, if the Lord does the calling, these young people in following the Lord will find joy and happiness. And in that, the families, I think, will take great comfort over time.
Well, and I guess let's kind of get into the details. So mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, uncle, brother, whoever, good friend is listening to the show and thinks to themselves, you know, or a man himself is listening and thinking to himself, you know, I think so-and-so would be a good fit for the priesthood. He has a lot of qualities that would serve well, you know, the priesthood, or, you know, this individual is thinking, you know, I've always thought about it, and here I'm listening to this Catholic radio show, and they're talking about it. What would you suggest that person do next?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things. You can check out our new website that we just launched this fall at siouxcitypriest.org. That would be a good starting point where you can find my contact information. There's lots of videos with the seminarians offering their own testimonials, but also videos about discernment advice. How do I overcome fears? What's seminary really like? How do I handle this whole question of celibacy? And how does that still bear fruit for others on a spiritual level? So I would check out the website, but I think it's really, really important to start talking. If there's a young person out there who's thinking of a priestly religious vocation, to approach a pastor, to approach a youth minister, to call me, and to start having the conversation so that they're not just trapped in their own thoughts and perhaps their own fears and apprehensions. If there's people out there who see leadership characteristics or real zeal in young people, that would be great within the context of the church to actually approach them. You know, you don't have to pounce on them and say, you got to go be a priest, right? But just to gently say, you know, I see these leadership characteristics in you. I see a very strong faith. Where do you suppose these gifts are going to lead you someday? Have you ever thought about priesthood? Have you ever thought about being a deacon? Have you ever thought about religious life? And maybe they said yes. Maybe they say no. Maybe that it just encourages them to go into youth ministry or be a catechist someday. But just to gently approach people and say, I see these wonderful characteristics in you. How do you suppose God is going to invite you to use those gifts? I think it's a very helpful way to just start planting seeds and to get them to start thinking about some deeper questions that perhaps they haven't even considered for themselves.
And then once they kind of get past that and it seems that they possibly might be a good fit, then it would probably be an application process if
yes.
they are thinking for the Diocese of Sioux City.
That's right.
And it would be similar because we have listeners in the Archdiocese of Omaha and the Diocese of Sioux Falls. Probably similar is
Absolutely.
That the next would be an application.
Yeah, and the application is, you know, pretty extensive, but that actually gives a man an opportunity to think about his spiritual journey up until this point. Why does he think God is actually calling him to be a priest? And in that, he'll learn a lot about himself and what the church expects for priestly formation.
Excellent. Well, lots of stuff on the call to the priesthood and religious life, and I want to remind listeners again, there is an opportunity for middle school young men and their dads to kind of deepen their faith and maybe talk about perhaps the priesthood. Legacy is a father-son retreat for middle school boys. It will be held September 19th at Sacred Heart Church in Early, Iowa. Starts at 11 a.m. No cost to attend and wraps up at 5:30 p.m. So that's a nice way to spend that day. If you have questions, Michelle Steinbach is like a goddess in your office. She
yeah.
does everything. And
yes.
you can call her. It's a Sioux City number. It's 712-233-7523. So I want to thank my guests for this program. Sister Fidelis Marie is a missionary Benedictine sister who is based here in Sioux City. And Father Shane Demon, who is director of vocations for the Diocese of Sioux City. Been great to have you on.
Joanne, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. And keep evangelizing, okay?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do here. And you know what, listeners? That wraps up another edition of Faith in Action. I'm so glad you set your dials to 88.1 FM today. And again, great information on discerning a vocation to the priesthood and religious life. And so on behalf of myself and my producer of this show, Ann Reed, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.